Welcome to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. Enjoy this sermon by Dr. Andy Hurst.
Woo, great singing this morning. Let us affirm our faith together in this historic creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, dead, and buried. To heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, life everlasting. Amen. Y'all be seated. This morning, as we come to our prayer time, we're going to sing just a call to prayer. But I want to remind you, these are our prayer cards. And if you're new with us, you know, we want you to sign these cards because we want to bring you some cookies or cupcakes. But all of you know that if you put your name, our prayer team, they're going to pray for you by name. But please, let us know your needs, and we'll pray for you by needs. Can you believe that Palm Sunday is only 4 weeks away? And so just like yesterday, that incredible work of God in our city happened because of you. That incredible work of God will happen because of you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all the ways this church loves you and serves you, Lord, and gives to you. And we do understand unless you build the house, all of us that labor, labor in vain. Lord, unless we are the branches who are really connected to the vine, Lord, there will be no life. There will be no transformation. God, we ask today that you will just continue to bless us, because, Lord, we want to bless you and bless this world for you. Thank you for just the opportunity to give to you today. Lord, receive our gifts, whether big or small. Receive our gifts. In our hands, it's just a little, but in your hands, our little becomes your much to truly bring transformation to this world. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. All right. I had to put that on the album, too. All right. Y'all can be seated this morning. There's an old story about a little boy who found a rat in his backyard. He jumped on it, he stomped on it, and he killed it. He was so proud of himself that he grabbed the rat by the tail, ran inside the house to show his mother. But the boy didn't realize that the preacher had come to visit. So the excited boy ran into the house carrying the rat by the tail, hollering at his mom. Mom, Mom, look what I found. I found this rat. I jumped on it. I stomped on it. Then he noticed the preacher, and he finished his sentence by saying, "And then the Lord called him home." So y'all, here's a little boy who already has this idea that he has to clean up his act for the preacher. And we too sometimes put on our Sunday best clothes and our Sunday best attitudes. And maybe we too show up here sometimes putting on a show, not for the preacher, but for God. Maybe not for the preacher, but maybe for other folks that matter in our lives. Truth is, though, we all have messiness, uncleanliness in our lives. Truth is, maybe we're not carrying rats around in our hands, but we do have hurts and sins and needs in our hearts. We have sickness and brokenness and needs in our lives, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, relationally. So this morning, God's word for us is about having Jesus having a face-to-face encounter with a man that needed to be made clean. And make no mistake, Jesus makes him clean. And make no mistake, Jesus made him whole. God's great desire this morning is not just for us to talk about how Jesus made a leper whole 2,000 years ago, but for us to let Jesus make us whole this very morning. Our scripture this morning is from Luke chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. But instead of reading it, we're going to watch it. This is from The Chosen, Season 1, Episode 6.
It's a leper. Stay back.
Cover your mouth. Don't breathe his air.
Don't come any closer.
It's okay, John. It's okay.
Rabbi,
you cannot.
His disease, you can't.
Please. Please don't turn away from me.
I won't.
Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Only if you want to, I submit to you. My sister, she was a servant at the wedding. She told me what you can do. I know you can heal me if you are willing.
I am willing. Be cleansed.
Thank you. I knew it. What can I ever do?
No. Do not say anything to anyone.
You don't seek your own honor?
Please just do me this one thing.
But what do I tell people?
Go, show yourself to the priest. Let them inspect you and see that you are cleansed. Make the proper offering in the temple as Moses commanded. And go on your way.
Who has an extra tunic? Just one of you. That's enough. Green is definitely your color. Not too shabby.
Lord Jesus, this morning, it's not just a leper long ago that needs to be touched. It's us. It's not just a man 2,000 years ago that was unclean because of a physical disease, Lord. It's all of us who are unclean for a myriad of reasons. And Lord, you and you alone have the authority, the power, the love to bring healing to us, to make us whole. So we invite you, Lord Jesus, to just take up residence and presence in this house and in us today. In your name we pray. Amen. So there are four things that we need to know about our unnamed leper this morning. First, we need to know about his diagnosis. According to Luke, who wasn't, by the way, just an author of one of the Gospels, Luke was a first century physician. According to Luke, our unnamed man is covered with leprosy. Not a spot here, a spot there, not a mild case, not just a little under the weather. He was covered with leprosy, and most likely his disease was terminal. Back in the day, those three words, covered with leprosy, constituted the kiss of death. In fact, in the first century, leprosy was worse than death. The disease made a person dead to his or her family and community. Leprosy severely disfigured people. Their skin would literally fall off their flesh. Their nose would often collapse. Their bones would twist. And their hands would curl up and wither. And because people understood leprosy as extremely physically contagious, lepers were exiled from everyone they loved. They were untouchable. The leper's physical needs were obviously painful. There was no human cure. His emotional needs, however, were just as devastating. He was completely and continually cut off from the relationships and people that mattered in his life. His spiritual needs were also overwhelming because leprosy was considered to be a curse and punishment from God. All lepers were labeled not just physically contagious, but as spiritually unclean. They were never allowed to enter the temple of God, and whatever they came in contact with was also considered unclean. So if a leper touched this microphone, right, and then the microphone touched this altar, and then let's just say a hymnal touched the spot where the microphone was, and then, you know, for whatever reason, you came in contact with the hymnal, you became unclean. That's the way it worked. The contagion of uncleanliness moved outward from the leprous man. So if you ever did hear someone crying out unclean, these lepers rejected, these lepers judged, these lepers shunned, these lepers isolated. So if you ever did hear someone crying out, unclean, unclean, you kept your distance. But not Jesus, right? Jesus doesn't turn away from him. Jesus turns to him. Second, we need to know all about the leper's daily protocol. How was the leper required to go about his daily life? Requirement number one, lepers were required to keep their distance from others. Keeping your distance, man, if I, normal person walking down one side of the street, if I'm walking on this side, no matter what, he's got to cross the street and walk down the other side. Keeping your distance meant never getting closer than 6 feet to your own family. Keeping your distance meant staying up to 150 feet away from anyone if the wind was blowing. Did you see them try to cover their mouths when they saw the leper? It's obvious that the leper in Luke 5 violated the required protocol when he encountered Jesus. He was going to do whatever it took to get himself to Jesus. Okay, requirement number two. If a leper ever approached or came close to anyone, they were required, to shout that thing, unclean, unclean. This defining label was not just how they were viewed by others, but how they viewed themselves. Unclean, unwanted, unworthy. Requirement number three. Lepers were required to tear their clothes to self-identify as being in a state of perpetual, continual grieving and mourning. Leprosy was known as the living death, and lepers were seemingly the original walking dead. They were unworthy outcasts to be avoided at all costs. No eye contact was allowed, so they looked at the ground. No attention whatsoever was permitted. They were thought of and treated as being less than human. Third, we need to notice the leper's posture. Luke 5:12. While he was in one of the cities, Jesus was in one of the cities, there came a man full of leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and begged him, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." So the leper fell down on his face with his face. Not in his face, not on, nice carpet in the 21st century sanctuary, but he fell on his face with his face in the dirt. The leper comes to Jesus in absolute humility. He comes to Jesus acknowledging his radical need. He's got, y'all, nowhere else to go. On his face, he proclaims his radical submission to Jesus. The leper comes as God desires us to come. He comes with absolute humility, acknowledging his absolute dependency upon Jesus. He comes as we are to come. He comes totally available and receptive to whatever Jesus wants to do. This morning, are you willing to bow yourself? Are you willing to bow your life before the one and only one who is worthy of your worship? Are you willing to bow your life to the one and only one who is worthy of your love? Are you willing to bow your life to the one and only one who can do what needs to be done in your life? Catherine Coleman said a long time ago, she said, the Heavenly Father does not ask for golden vessels. He does not ask for silver vessels. God asks for yielded vessels. Those who will submit their will to the will of the Father. And the greatest human attainment in all the world is for a life to be so surrendered to Him that the name of God Almighty will be glorified through that person, through that life. So I wonder this morning, have you ever been that yielded to Jesus? Have you literally ever got down on your face before the living God? Have you ever bowed your heart, yielded your heart totally to Him? Fourth, we need to notice the leper's prayer. He prays, Lord, if you are willing, if you are willing, you can make me clean. The leper calls Jesus in Greek, kurios. He calls Jesus Lord. He doesn't call him Savior or Rescuer or Deliverer or Provider or Healer. And by the way, Jesus is all of those things. But the leper calls him Lord because he knows that Jesus is in control. He is the one. Jesus is the one who is in control. Jesus is not just Lord of the universe. Jesus is not just Lord of everything that there is. The leper is saying to Jesus, Jesus, you are Lord of me. If you are willing, Lord, not what I want, Lord, but what you want. Not my way and my time, but your way and your time. You can make me clean. You have the power. You have the ableness. Do with me as you desire. I tell you what, our unnamed leper doesn't just have the right prayer. He came to the right place. He came to the right person. He came to the right God. For there is nowhere else he could have gone. No one else who had the solution. No one else who had the cure. No one else who had the power. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. I wonder this morning what your great need might be. I wonder this morning where you are unclean. I wonder where you too feel like an outcast. I wonder where you feel cut off from God and cut off from those that you love. Wherever you are this morning, whatever you're struggling with, come to Jesus. There's nowhere else to go. There's no one else who has the solution. There's no one else who has the cure. There's no one else who has the power. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Look how Jesus responds to the leper. Take note of his decisive authority to change this leper's life for forever. Luke 5:13. And Jesus stretched out his hand and he touched him, saying, of course I will, be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. This morning, notice the clear and powerful authority of Jesus. Just two words, be clean, be clean, be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. So three things we need to know about the authority of Jesus 2,000 years ago with the leper. And what we need to know about the authority of Jesus with us and for us this very morning. First, we need to know that Jesus has authority to come to us wherever we are. In the Gospels, we see Jesus come to the sick, to the outcast, to the blind, to the lost, to the hungry, to the demonized, and for sure, he comes to the unclean. In Jesus, there is this compassionate willingness that moves him to us in the midst of our great need and even in the midst of our great depravity. Mark's version of this story tells us that Jesus, filled with compassion, reached out and touched the untouchable leper. This profound and compassionate willingness of Jesus to come to us where we are. This compassionate willingness to come to us where we are should free us to come to him as we are. I think this is where a lot of us stop short in our faith and in our prayer life. I mean, we struggle with whether or not God is willing, whether or not Jesus is willing to actually move and work in our lives. I mean, our struggle is not with his ability or his power, what he can do. We struggle with knowing what he will do. But can I just encourage you this morning that it's okay to ask? It's okay for you to ask God to heal your marriage. It's okay for you to ask God to bring your children to faith in Jesus. It's okay to ask Jesus to put a hedge of protection around your grandkids. It's okay to ask Jesus to heal your friend from cancer. It's okay to ask Jesus to bring revival to our church and awakening to our land. It's okay to ask him to make your hard heart soft, to make you fully available to the fullness of his Spirit. It's okay to ask. I don't always know what God's going to do or how he's going to do it, but I want to be always willing to ask him if he's willing. I want to be always willing to let Jesus do whatever he wants to do in me and through me. And so Jesus teaches us to pray. We prayed it. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. In our lives, even as it is in heaven. In my heart, as it is in your heart. And Jesus teaches us to pray. Remember that last night in the garden? Father, not what I will, not what I want, but what you will, what you want. Have your way with me, Jesus. Have your way with us, Jesus. Second, we need to know that Jesus has authority to reverse the flow. Jesus has the power to make the unclean clean. Everyone, we already talked about it, everyone in Jesus' day understood the flow to be going the other way, right? Microphone, altar, altar, hymnal, hymnal, carol, right? That the flow was going from the unclean out. That the unclean touched the clean and made it or made us unclean. But God's word says to us that Jesus, the one who is clean, that when he touches the unclean, when he touches us or we touch him, we are made clean. There's indeed absolute authority and power in the loving touch of Jesus. In this passage, Jesus touches the untouchable leper. Now, by the way, Jesus often healed with just his spoken word. But here, he actually puts his hands on the one who hadn't been touched in weeks or months, years, maybe decades. It seems that the healing that Jesus was aiming at in our unnamed leper was not just the removal of his physical disease, but the healing and restoration of a rejected and broken heart. Jesus touches the untouchable, and in so doing, he reverses the curse. It was clearly understood that when a clean person touched an unclean person, the clean person became unclean. But Jesus makes the opposite true. Instead of the clean person becoming unclean, Jesus just, he turns it all around. When Jesus touches the leper, it's the unclean leper who becomes totally, perfectly clean. Y'all, when Jesus touches us, He doesn't become like us. We become like him. When we reach to touch him, our sin and sickness does not change him and who he is, but rather he changes us who we are. J.D. Watt said it this way. He said, Jesus touched the untouchable in order to reveal the power of love. J.D. says, I have this theory that the power of love is so concentratedly pure in the person of Jesus that it works through his glance and through his words and through his touch and all the way down to the molecular level, transforming disease into health, death into life. This is not just some demonstration of raw power. It's a revelation of revolutionary love. Jesus touched the leper because he loved the leper. This morning, Jesus wants to touch you. Morning, we need to hear you speak to us. And Lord, we need you to touch us. So come.
Thanks for listening to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. For more information, you can find us on the web at stlukeslubbock.org. That's stlukeslubbock.org.